This is the Torah, every day. Torah 101 Daily. We continue in the Parasha Chukat, meaning the regulation. Speaking of the regulation of the red heifer. Listening to the music of the Sufi Music Ensemble. Bamidbar, chapter 19, or Numbers, verse 18. A clean person is to take a bunch of hyssop leaves, dip it in the water, and sprinkle it on the tent, on all the containers, on the people who were there, and on the person who touched the bone, or the person killed, or the one who died naturally, or the grave. The clean person will sprinkle the unclean person on the third and seventh days. On the seventh day, he will purify him. Then he will wash his clothes and himself in water, and he will be clean at evening. The person who remains unclean and does not purify himself will be cut off from the community, because he has defiled the sanctuary of Adonai. The water for purification has not been sprinkled on him. He is unclean. Adonai instilling within his people the need for cleanliness, but not in a physical sense. The deeper meaning here is spiritual. That those who are ceremonially clean, that those who are spiritually in harmony with the Almighty, should help the unclean, help them receive purification, help them to get back on course, and that Adonai, the God of Israel, is a holy God. The lesson here of not defiling his sanctuary, that God is holy and therefore we must be clean in our souls, cleansed from our iniquities, to approach him. Within the framework of the new covenant, this would become a permanent condition for those entering into the faith of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. Our sins would be found in remission. That means removal. Not just temporarily cleansed, but a permanent state of removal, no longer having the nature of sin operating within us. From God's perspective, he has chosen now to let our sins go. Verse 21, this is to be a permanent regulation for them. The person who sprinkles the water for purification is to wash his clothes. Whoever touches the water for purification will be unclean until evening. Anything the unclean person touches will be unclean, and anyone who touches him will be unclean until evening. The lesson of separation. Separating ourselves from the carriers of death, from the carriers of spiritual uncleanness. We reach chapter 20, verse 1, the people of Israel, the whole community, entered the sin desert in the first month, and they stayed in Kadesh. And there Miriam died, and there she was buried, the sister of Moshe. I found a very interesting commentary on this from the Talmud. Rabbi Ami taught that the Torah places the account of Miriam's death at this point, immediately after the laws of the red heifer, to teach that even as the red heifer provided atonement, listen to this, so the death of the righteous provides atonement for those whom they leave behind. From commentaries such as that from the ancient rabbis, we see just how closely linked the teachings of what is now called Christianity and the teachings of ancient Judaism, how close they really are, and how much closer the two communities really should be. Because the community had no water, they assembled themselves against Moshe and Aaron. The ancient rabbis believed that three good leaders arose for Israel in those days: Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. And for their sake, Providence conferred three good things on Israel. The well that accompanied the Israelites on their journeys was for the merit of Miriam, the pillar of cloud for the merit of Aaron, and the manna for the merit of Moses. When Miriam died, the well disappeared, and there was no water for the congregation. The well returned for the merit of Moses and Aaron. When Moses died, the well, the pillar of cloud, and the manna all disappeared. The people quarreled with Moshe and said, "We wish we had died when our brothers died before Adonai." Speaking of Korach and his men, we see the division that was created is still there. Why did you bring Adonai's community into this desert to die there, we and our livestock? Why did you make us leave Egypt to bring us to this terrible place without seed, figs, grapevines, pomegranates, or even water to drink? Moshe and Aaron left the assembly, went to the entrance of the tent of meeting, and fell on their faces. And the glory of Adonai appeared to them. This is Torah, every day.